Chapter 31 I took a running step and froze in midair. I turned to see Edward freeze too, his arms outstretched, his legs bent in a running position. I struggled to move, but I couldn't. I felt as if my body had turned to stone. It took me a few seconds to realize that Morgrid had cast a spell on us. Frozen stiffly in the center of the tiny room, I watched the sorcerer make his way to the door. Halfway out, he turned back to us. "I'm so sorry," he said in a trembling voice. "But I cannot allow you to escape. Please, understand. I did my best. I really did. But now I am helpless. Truly helpless." Tears rolled down his cheeks into his white beard. He gave us one last sad glance, then the door slammed hard behind him. As soon as the door was bolted from the outside, the spell wore off. Edward and I could move again. I sank to the floor. I suddenly felt weak, weary. Edward stood tensely beside me, his eyes on the door. "What are we going to do?" I asked my brother. "Poor Morgrid. He tried to help us. He wanted to help us again, but he couldn't. If only..." I stopped talking when I heard the heavy footsteps outside the door. At first, I thought it was Morgrid returning, but then I heard hushed voices, the sounds of more than one man, right outside the door now, and I recognized the booming voice of one of them, the Lord High Executioner. I climbed tensely to my feet and turned to Edward. "They've come for us."